All right, so we're heading out on a Disney cruise. Can't wait, yeah. Right? My kid's super excited to go. And so I've been lying to my kids because I know the truth, but they're like, "Well, is there Wi-Fi? Are we able to, you know, use Snapchat?" And so I tell my son Caleb and my daughter Kylie, I'm like, no, sorry. It's just going to have to be time spent with mom and dad. No Fortnite, no Snapchat, just family time.
That's a lie.
It's a lie, but it benefits me as a parent.
Okay.
So I think it's okay.
Huh.
Right?
No.
Come on. Adam, you lied.
Well, yeah. Are we talking about the ants? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Well, I want to talk. So, I'm sorry. My daughter.
What is happening
Alex,
right
know,
now?
I'm sorry. My daughter. I didn't know if I wanted to talk about this, but my daughter Alex she's 10 years old, and I wanted to teach her a lesson when something happened, and I just really messed it up. So we're driving in the car, and she has this thing where she likes to control the radio, and I have the thing on the steering wheel where I control the radio, whatever. And so I'm controlling it, and she's controlling it with her hand, and it's going back and forth. And finally, I just like, Alex, stop it! Just stop it! It's making me mad. You know, first off, I'm mad that I yelled at her, and I said, you keep touching the radio. She goes, Daddy, I didn't touch it. And I'm like, oh, well, now you're lying about it. And I overreacted. It was something so small, and I could just look. I looked at her face, and I'm like, why am I making this poor child so scared right now? And I caught myself, but then I wanted to stay with the lesson of the lying. I'm like, but you did touch the radio. And she's like, Daddy, I just pointed at it. I'm like, no, you didn't. You touched the radio, and now you're lying about it.
Maybe she didn't mean to.
Oh, she meant to, but it doesn't matter. I was overreacting. I'm supposed to be the adult here, and I just got so frustrated and so mad, and I'm so mad at myself for it that I made her scared, and I just a bad F for Adam. That was bad. But I feel horrible about it.
Yeah.
I did, and I hugged her, and I apologized, you know, a couple hours later, and I said, look, I'm an adult, and I'm also human, and I'm going to mess things up. And I messed this one up, and I'm really sorry is what I told her.
Wow. This makes my little lie seem like nothing. I feel like a great parent.
No,
right
you're
now.
A horrible person.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Adam, I mean, I think there are a lot of people who can't admit in that moment or after that moment that what they did was wrong. Like, I'm the adult, and basically not saying like get over it, but not to own that part of it. And I think that that's really, I mean, it was unfortunate that it happened the way that it did,
right.
But I think in the end that it's fine.
Ugh, I'm a mess. I really just, you know, I know she forgives me.
It's been bothering
you know,
him all morning.
It has, yeah. Like since it happened. I mean, it's just, ugh. It does feel kind of good to talk about it though. A little bit.
I mean, I guess if you tell yourself that, you know, that you're going to take a minute if you feel yourself getting into that state where you're, you know, going to raise your voice, that you just won't do that, you know? It doesn't take away what happened and that it needed to be addressed, but that you just won't be screaming about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, my whole job in life is to take care of you, and I could tell you were scared of me, and I never want you to be scared of me. I'm your protector, you know?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I remember there was that one parenting that we said, sometimes parents, they resort to screaming or raising their voice in the moment because that's all they know to do right then at that moment.
Yeah.
That's your go-to.
But I think he knows that that's not it. He knew immediately that that wasn't,
it wasn't
the way to handle it. So I don't think that that's what's going on with you.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, I don't think she lied. I think it was just your bad driving that made her turn and probably her finger might have hit it, the actual radio. But here's the deal. Is it okay to lie to your kids? And if so, when? Give us a specific example. I think mine is okay to lie to my kids because it's going to benefit my wife, Stacy, and I because we get more quality time with our children. It's just a little lie. But when is it okay to lie to yours? This morning, Mix, we're talking about lying to your kids. I told my kids that on the cruise that we're going on today, and they don't have Wi-Fi, so they can't play Fortnite and Snapchat. And they're forced to hang out with their parents, forced family time. Is it okay to lie to your kids, Megan? And if so, give us an example.
Well, I think the example that you're using, especially since you're going on a cruise, the Wi-Fi on a ship is so expensive.
Yes.
There's honestly really no reason for it. So I don't think that that's a bad thing. And necessarily, sometimes if it's going to hurt a kid or make them upset, sometimes they don't need to know the whole truth.
Or Jay could get just a little bit of a backbone and say that you're not going to be doing it because you're not going to be doing it. Like, I don't think that you had to lie. I think it's okay as a parent to tell them you're not going to be doing that when we're taking this trip.
It just came out.
Yeah, okay.
And then I had to stick with it.
They're going to see other kids on this particular cruise playing with their devices. So
most of the kids are in the teen clubs anyway, or the kids clubs, so they're not... You're actually probably not going to see your kids much anyway.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're not hanging out with us. All right, Megan, thank you. Have a good morning.
Have fun.
Jerry, good morning. Is it okay to lie to your kids?
No, and it's not okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Here it comes.
You're in trouble.
I think if you're very honest with your kids and you kind of set the line as a parent, you're setting your kids up to let them know it's okay to lie to their kids. I think if you're very transparent with your children, be the boss. Let them know you're the parent. It's your rules. They can make their own when they're parents.
Exactly.
I knew Dana was going to agree with that statement.
You probably never get to use that line.
No, but yes, I'm going to remember it
my
now.
My house, my rules. Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Hi, Peggy. Do you think it's okay to lie?
My kids are all in their 30s now, so I've been through this. And I'm sure there were little things I lied about that were stupid, but I think Jay blew it on this one.
Oh,
totally.
Come on, Peggy.
No, you lost your street cred because that is such an easy thing for your kids to find out. And then they're going to be, yeah, well, Dad lied about that. What else is he lying about? Maybe you should have just approached it as, okay, guys, we're going on a family trip. We want to spend family time together. Mm-hmm. You're going to get X amount of, give them, you have to be a parent and follow through. Give them X amount of minutes a day to be on their devices, and the rest of the time is family time.
Preach, Peggy.
And tell them
Yeah, Dana's just over here. She's got her arms crossed. She's shaking her head yes and looking right at me. Man.
Like I said, I've been through this. My kids are older. I now have grandchildren the same age as your kids. And I'm watching my daughter. She learned from my mistakes. She doesn't lie to them, but she gives them limits and she enforces them.
All right. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. Thank you, Peggy.
I'll learn. Bye.
Bye. Chris?
Hey, simple as this. You're not taking the phone with you. You're leaving it at home. You want family time? There you go. End of story.
It's easier said than done, Chris.
No, it's not. Come on, dude. You can do it.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hi, Rosa.
I don't think it makes sense, Jay, because kids can read.
I know, but they're
Wi-Fi is probably one of the first words they learn.
I said it, and then I kind of had to stick with it, and I just, look, it's expensive.
No.
Yes, they have it, but it's expensive. We're not getting it, period.
No, I tell my kids as it is, you're not doing it, period. I mean, you know, it's a rule. You're just not going to do it. And hey, that might backfire on you. You may want them to be on their Wi-Fi for a while to give you a break.
Yeah, there's that too. Thanks, Rosa.
Thanks,
have a great morning.
Bye-bye, guys.